Tuesday, we didn't have session because we went to State Fair Community College to an economic development site selection conference. And what we learned there is what developers are looking for when they bring a business or a new industry to a community. And Janet Addy out of Wisconsin, who comes from a long line of economic developers and training, she's a coordinator of Heartland Training. She may be even part of Mastermind behind that program. But she pointed out several very good facts and information for us, but one that I wanted to share, it's kind of, you know, as we all know, things change. And she said status quo is not an option. We can't keep doing the same thing and just hoping to grow or to get by, because the status quo doesn't happen. If anything, you lag back instead of grow. So, but one of the things that she pointed out is that the way to attract industry has changed. It used to be in the past where you recruit a company and you tell the company to come here, and then the company goes out and they find the workforce, and then they the workforce will then affect the quality of life. But by that, they'll bring in, you know, amenities and stuff like that. But they said today, to attract a business, you first have to have the quality of life and the attraction and the workforce, and then that will attract the company, and then that again affects the quality of life. So when businesses and industries are coming to a location, she said you can't go wrong. You absolutely cannot go wrong by preparing the site. You just have to have that groundwork laid. And so we explained what we are doing at the junction of I-70 and 65 with the water and the sewer and the electric. And she said, perfect. She said, that is premium. She said, then when companies come, they're going to start looking at your workforce. They're going to start looking, and she called them talent. And then looking at, and that's how we have to really focus to bring in industry to this area. So I just, there's a lot of great information, but that was just something. The tide has changed in recruiting industry, so.
One thing I learned out of it was that I used to hear Stan and Sandy talking about businesses, and I'd always ask, well, who are they? You know, and they would, well, we can't tell you. And I always was wondering, why not? Well, that's the big cardinal rule. That's got to be kept secret or quiet until the deal's done, because they don't want other businesses to know that they're looking at this particular area. So 3 hours we sat there and listened to her, and she was very, very good.
And we had representation from, of course, the commission, and from Marshall, and from Blackburn, and from the Chamber of Commerce and MSDC. Mm-hmm. So we had about 12 people, yes. I think, from mm-hmm. Saline County, yeah. About 25% that attended was from here. So.
It was well attended by local and area commissioners. We had Senate representatives there from the different districts, and so yes, in education. They said schools are important, yes, to attracting people, and we have to have our schools in great shape and premium to attract the talent. So.
And if you have a regional airport, if you have a college in your county, yes, and these are all things that
we have.
Attract.
Yes. New hospital, nice hospital.
Right.
Yeah. That's what people look at.
They said the companies coming in will want water, sewer, electric, turn lanes to acquire, to get into the business, and also gas, natural gas. And these are the things that we're going to have at the junction. So we felt like we
did it right.
Yep.